Thank you for holding. Is this Rachel?
Yes, this is Rachel.
Hi, Rachel. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm doing fine, yourself?
I'm doing good. It's been a busy day so far. I guess that's a good problem. I understand you were speaking with Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
Yes, she did.
Okay. She wants me to go over some pricing with you, but before I dive into the pricing and details, did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
Are we going to have access to the listing, like to make like you know, modification, like, you know, to post?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, we have an app and a tracking system that has it all conveniently located for you to access, and you still own the listings even if you leave our services later. Just because we create them doesn't mean we keep them. Not saying that you're going to leave, but that's just how transparent we are. You guys, it's all your stuff. It's your business name. We're just building it, hosting it, and putting it in a position to make you money and get you calls.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you guys are, what is your company? Is Local Services?
No, Local Splash, like water.
Oh, Splash, okay.
Mm-hmm. We've been in business for 21 years. We're in Southern California. We're actually right next to the Google headquarters. We're a premier Google partner, so we're the highest accredited Google partner.
Oh, so you guys work for Google.
Right. Yeah, most businesses, mm-hmm. when they start, they need to get a Google business profile and get verified. We actually do verifications than anybody in the world.
I see.
Usually they send you over to us, and we're going through video, making sure you're real. You're a real business before we throw you up there, start referring people
gotcha.
To you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but the reason we're reaching out to you is because we have first page placement available. So it's not just about getting you verified and making you exist as a company. We have a spot where we could put you as a top recommended option on the first page for handyman services. So painting, electric, or modeling, electrical, small projects, appliance repair.
Yeah, so we don't do handyman services. We just do like remodeling, electrical work, like complete home renovation, like building a house from scratch. So that's
Got
what
it.
We do. We don't really do like small appliances or stuff. We don't do that. Just electrical work, fencing, home remodeling, and full home construction, full add-ons, full additions.
Got it. The reason we have that handyman category, and that's why we say that, is because you're a very diverse business, and the handyman.
Okay.
It doesn't mean that we're only listing you for this keyword handyman, right? It's just a category with a bunch of different services
okay.
in the category.
Okay.
So if you decide to sign up, we'll obviously have a client interview. And in the client interview,
mm-hmm.
we'll customize the placement. So that
okay.
way you're being listed for the services that you want to be found for. That way we know the customers that are able to call you, Rachel, will be within 50 miles and had to have typed in that service to even have Chesmoy pop up to them. Does that make sense?
Makes sense, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So it's a customized targeted marketing strategy. And
okay.
then do you have a website at all?
No, we don't. We wanted to wait a little to grow a bit more.
Uh-huh.
You know, just we're trying to like establish our group within DFW Metroplex. So once we grow and we have like you know a good customer base and everything, we're going to eventually like create a website where we're going to have some customer testimonial appear on the website, and
mm-hmm.
then just you know showcase some of the work that we have done. So we're slowly but surely building a profile, but we want to just kind of wait before building a website for now.
Yeah, well, we mm-hmm. want to fast track that. We want to build all the profile, get it up and running. You know, that
mm-hmm.
way people know you exist and are able to find you for the services you provide, and then you'll grow
right.
with that. You know, then you'll have more
yeah.
pictures to display as the jobs are coming in, more reviews.
Right.
So
yeah.
you will grow steadily over time, right? We can only bring in or take on as much work as you guys can handle, but we want to make sure that we're covering ground and getting you exposure and in the conversation when people are looking up the services you provide. So website's
yeah.
definitely a tool that we can provide
yeah.
for you and have it professionally built and attached to the listings on Google. So that's part of our Platinum package. I sent you a link there to the pricing page so you could see everything.
Okay.
But the Platinum package, it's normally advertised at $599 because it's an A to Z marketing strategy. What I was thinking I can do, since the company's so new, is I was thinking I can reduce the rate down to just $299 on a month-to-month basis. And then I could lock you in at the discounted pricing structure. That way you keep that deal for as long as you're with us. You don't have to worry about that going up or changing on you.
Okay, so Google Local versus Bing Local, and what is SEO?
Search engine optimization.
Oh, I see, okay.
Yeah, you want the content on your website and all the listings we create to match up with the services that we're listing you for.
Mm-hmm.
So we optimize the site and all the content so that way it matches up with what Google's requirements are.
Okay.
And this one has Facebook ads, has a website. I mean, shouldn't need anything else from a marketing perspective while we're getting you guys up and running, unless you really grow. But sometimes businesses, we sign them up on a Platinum and they never go past that. You know, they stick with the Platinum package for years. They don't really need more than what that provides. And I think that would be the case for you, because DFW is just so busy. I don't see why you would need to do like a premier package where you cover, you know, 100-mile radius. You should have more than enough business right here within 50 miles of you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then that's the which one you say that one was?
The Platinum. So it's the very last package down. If you scroll underneath our premier Google partner badge, it's advertised at $599 with a $299 setup fee.
Okay, I see.
Yeah, what I did is I waived the setup fee and then I reduced the monthly cost by 50%. So that way you guys are only looking at $299 month to month.
Okay.
There's no other charges there. So it's not like a lead gen where they charge you per lead, like click or call. This one is just a flat rate, $299. The customers have the ability to contact you directly, so you'll get live calls.
Now, what is Facebook advertising?
Yeah, it's Facebook ads. So we'll create a business Facebook page. Obviously, we're going to want photos, and we can help you develop a logo if you guys don't have a logo yet. But we'll build the Facebook page, and then we'll also run ads through it. So anybody that searches on Facebook for one of your services, or if they've done like a voice search in the last 24 to 48 hours for any of your services, mm-hmm. you'll actually pop up to them.
Okay, because we already have a Facebook page.
Perfect. Then we won't need to duplicate the Facebook page or create another one. We'll just use that one, and then we'll run ads through it, so that way it's getting marketed on there for people searching or who have searched for any of your services in the past. That'll give it a big boost. That way it's actually being presented to people who have been talking about or considering projects that you guys provide.
And then lead generation is like people reaching out to us. So you're going to be sending out leads to us or what?
Yeah, you'll get live leads. They're live calls. But if you miss the calls, we have an app and a tracking system that you could download. And it'll keep track of all the calls, clicks, leads. So even if you're missing the calls, the leads will still be in there for you to go and recover. You can see like their number and what they were calling about, if they left a voicemail, you know, and then you could follow up with those leads. But obviously, the live calls have the best conversion. They convert better than the leads.
Okay.
And if somebody calls you, you already got them on the line. They're in your area. They were already looking up what you do. So those ones have a really high success rate. But obviously, you could still call those people back. We recommend you call them back within, you know, 24 to 48 hours. That way, we're not missing any opportunities.
Thank you. I have a question for you. So anybody who has a page on Google, they got the Google page through you guys, or they were able to create it themselves?
You can create a Google business profile, but in order to get verified, it has to go through Google or one of the partners.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Usually you want to be a verified contractor. Most people aren't going to really trust it unless they know it's like a real company. And then you can't show on the first page if you're not verified either. So it would be buried.
Yes.
Like you can create a listing where they could look you up by name and find you, maybe write some reviews, but yeah, they wouldn't see you if they're looking up a service you provide at all.
Alrighty. Okay, that's fun. I mean, we tried to create a Google page, but for some reason, our page got suspended and everything, and Google said it invalidated their policy. And, I mean, we read all of their policies that they sent us that we were validated.
Uh-huh.
And, like, we didn't validate anything, so I'm not sure what they meant by we violated the policy. And we've been trying to dispute it and everything, and we can't seem to get a hold of no one from Google to get it fixed.
Yeah, that's usually what we do. Yeah, they don't have somebody like in-house that does it. That's why they have the Google partners. So we'll be able to fix that for you. That's not a problem.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's one. Sure, yeah, because we need a Google page to be set up. That's fine. Yeah, let's move forward. Let's just do it.
Okay, they're going to ask you for access to your Google business profile so that we could fix it, though, during your client interview. So just giving you a heads up on
that. Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
All right. That's fine. Can you just I prefer you guys send emails over text.
Okay.
But our email address is shimwa@gmail.com.
Okay. shimwa@gmail.
Yes. Yeah. Shimwa.
Like the business name.
Estate, like an estate. So CHEZMOI. estate@gmail.com.
ESTE? Este?
Yeah, like a real estate. Like este. Uh-huh. Este.
Okay, got it. ESTATE.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Got it. Estate LLC @gmail.com.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Shimwa estate@gmail.com.
Okay, I got it, Rachel. And then what's your last name?
It's Kubaluka. It's K for Katie, U for Umbrella, B for Bob, A for Apple, L for Lion, U for Umbrella, K for Kitty, A for Apple. So KUBALUKA.
Kubaluka.
Yes, Kubaluka. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. And do you spell your first name RACHEL?
Yes, EL. Mm-hmm.
Okay. EL. Perfect. All right. And then on the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number for the customers to contact you. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on now?
Yes, please. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So 817-870-6174?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I did try to create a Google page. I'm not sure if you guys will see it. But right now it's suspended, but I can show you guys the link that we tried to create.
Yeah, because right now, because it's suspended, it won't even let me look it up. We have to get access to it on the back end, and then I'll be able to go in there and fix it, and then it'll start appearing to people. But what I'm going to do, the reason I'm creating this profile is when we're going to be looking for any discrepancies on it. So, like, what was the address that you had the PIN verification requested to, or, like, the street address of the business?
The address is 501 North Main Street, Suite 117. So 501 North Main Street, Suite 117, Euless, Texas. The zip code is 76039.
Okay, that's the issue right there, too, is they don't even have that street. Okay, let me see. Yeah, this is all coming up. California Main Street. Sweet. 117. Yeah, this is all coming up. California. Okay, ULIS.
Yeah, it's actually in Texas, not in California.
I know. I just, it's the way the address is written on Google. They have, like, the whole lot registered on Google, but they don't have the specific suite numbers.
Oh,
then that could have been a discrepancy right there. And it's 76039, right? The zip code?
Yes. Yeah. 501 North Main Street, Suite 117-76039. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Got it. Okay, we're going to update Rachel. Save. And we'll say verify address. They might want to do a video verification with you just to get through this portion of it and make sure it's all accurate. So they'll ask you to make like a video at the address just to show that you're actually out there, especially if there's any issue with the mail. But we'll walk you through it if it gets to that point. I'm going to submit it like this first and see what they say once we get access to it. And then if we need to do the video verification, we'll just do that with you and walk you through that process.
Okay.
We'll get it done quick. And then website, we're going to build for you. Do you have a logo already for the company?
No, we...
No logo?
No, not really, no.
Do you have any pictures, maybe, of, like, work that you've done in the past?
No, not really, no.
Okay, no worries. We'll get you there. Okay, needs logo. And then we're going to use some stock photos that we have just in the beginning when we get your site up and running. And then I sent you my number. As the new jobs come in, try to remember to take photos at like before and after shots so that we could build a portfolio with actual pictures instead of just the stock images.
Okay.
Okay. I'll send you the email for you to send pictures in too. Okay, and then we're going to want to interview you just to customize the campaign, make sure we're listing you for the right things in the right areas, and then get access to that Google Business profile so we can unsuspend it and optimize it. Usually the client interviews, they take about 30 to 45 minutes, but we do ask for an hour window in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. What would be the best time to do the client interview?
Yeah, we can do a client interview, I would say, Tuesday, June the 3rd.
We usually do them same day or next day. Like, we start working right away. When you pay us, we don't mess around. We try to get moving.
All right, then we can do it tomorrow. Okay. I will say tomorrow at noon.
At noon? Okay. So let me do this. I'm going to schedule the appointment between 12 and 1 Central Standard Time. So that's your time there in DFW? Yeah, Central Time.
Yes.
Okay. And then we'll text you 1 hour before, just as a heads-up reminder. So I'm going to set up a calendar invitation to your email, and then you'll also get the text. We'll do both of them.
Okay.
Just to be sure. I know you don't really want the text messages moving forward, and we'll adjust that, but just to make sure that, you know, we're not missing anything, we'll start out like this.
Okay.
Okay. Won't hurt. I just want to make sure we're not missing the appointment. And it's a good way for me to make sure the email works well.
What?
Yeah. I don't think I got it wrong, but it doesn't have any kind of logo or anything. So I do want to check and make sure that's working. Chesmoy Estate LLC at Gmail. Did you get that calendar invitation in your email?
Yep, I just did. It just popped up just now.
All right, perfect. Okay, that means it's working. All right. And then last thing we got to do before the client interview tomorrow will be secure your first month's payment. So in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, Rachel, how did you want to do that?
Yeah, hold on. It's a visa card. 1 second.
Okay. And do you want the business name to appear as Chesmoy LLC or just Chesmoy?
Yeah, I want Chesmoy LLC. Yeah.
Chesmoy LLC. All capitalized in the Chesmoy?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Just making sure.
Yeah, because that's how with IRS and also with the setup tax. It's capitalized.
Got it. When you mentioned the IRS too, this is actually a business expense, so you'll be able to write this off. We're going to email you the invoice receipt and everything too, so that way you could get that right off. Right. Okay, it's a business expense.
Okay, so it's going to be a Visa card.
Okay.
And the number is 416.
4610?
Yeah, 4610.
Okay. 4603.
1047.
1047.
1735.
1735. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
It's 12/28.
12/28, and then 3-digit code on the back.
846.
846. Okay. And so the first month's payment's going to process today. It's May 29th, 2025. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299, but I have you on a full platinum package bundle. I've included the website for you at no additional charge, and I waived all setup fees affiliated with your campaign. When the term is completed, Rachel, it's going to be set up to automatically renew each month on the 29th day. It's going to stay in this discounted price of $299 for as long as you're with us. Okay, so that won't ever go up or change on you. And you could cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you do decide to discontinue one day, please let us know before the next bill is due.
Okay,
then do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And then it also states, like, due to the discounted pricing structure, the first month's payment will be non-refundable just because that's going to go towards the actual domain name purchase and getting the GBP unsuspended and verified, et cetera. So just the first month, they won't be able to provide any kind of reimbursement. So basically, we're locked in until at least June 29th. And then any future payments, if you want to discontinue, that's at your discretion. I don't think you will want to discontinue, but it's just I have to disclose that with you, right? And then it says, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. It's important that you're responsive with us so we can make sure that everything's up and running as fast as possible. And do you agree to let us know about any other forms of advertisement while you're using our services?
Yeah.
Okay. So the reason they put that in there, it's not saying that you can't do certain things, but we don't want to duplicate any listings, and we certainly don't want you paying for something that you may already have through us. So if you're considering adding something online after today, just double check and make sure that we're not duplicating anything or spending unnecessary money on anything.
Sounds good.
All right. So I'm going to process this payment. When this payment goes through, you're going to receive everything in writing. So you're going to get text and emails. In the subscription terms, in your text message or email, however you want to access it, it'll give you the option to opt out of the text messaging if you don't want to do the text messaging and just want to go email moving forward. But you have to manually check that box in there in order for the text messages to stop. Okay?
Okay.
But I recommend you try it for 2 months. It is a month-to-month service, but I'm telling you, our guys that give it that 60 to 90-day window, it usually turns into their long-term solution, and, you know, we end up working with them for years. So first month is really about getting everything up and running, getting you placed. The second month, you'll just be able to collect, right, because you'll already be up there. It's already done, so now it's just responding to the calls and executing the jobs.
Right. Perfect.
Awesome. All right, so look out for those text messages. You're very welcome. Thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. Again, there is a full outline of the agreement in writing there where you could opt out of the text messages. We also have an app that you could download. I highly recommend you download the app and you sign those subscription terms, and then we'll follow up with you tomorrow between 12 and 1 to do your client interview, okay?
Okay. Awesome.
If you need anything, my number is attached to every text and email. Just call in, okay?
Okay.
All right, Rachel. You have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. You too.
Bye-bye.